98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, Wrigley Blast.
The Suns made a lot of money last year. They make a lot of money every year. They've sold a lot of playoff tickets in the past two seasons. They've sold a lot of sponsorships, and they have sold a ton of merchandise. Annual profits have been very important to them. Their silver and gold lining to seasons that haven't ended well. But now comes a different fork in the road. Will ownership go deep into the luxury tax to win a championship, to retain DeAndre Ayton and Cam Johnson? And just who is that owner going to be? Last week, news broke that Robert Sarver resigned from his leading role at Western Alliance Bank after he was cited for being a reputational risk and a potential harm to the business. Some wonder if his resignation from the Suns is right around the corner, and if a new majority owner might bring in more money to spend, like former Disney CEO Bob Iger, for instance. I mean, let's not forget this. DeAndre Ayton has a spectacular ceiling. We've all seen it. For all his island time intensity and video game addictions, he's gotten better every year. Why wouldn't you invest in him? Unfortunately, I've got very little hope of Ayton remaining in Phoenix because of money and not because of perceived weakness, and I think in the end, the Suns will go searching for reasons to not pay him. There's a risk here because the Suns need more, not less. They need another scoring juggernaut, and they need to decide whether it's Ayton or some other dramatic move. But saving on Ayton to spend more moderately on more players isn't the answer, because you don't win championships with role players or more guys like Torrey Craig, Landry Shamet, and Cam Payne.